Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, it's easy to do. Just give us your email address. You can give us anything else you want. You can tell us where you're from if you want, and you can tell us your name, and you can tell us how you found us, and that's always good information. But if you don't want to, all you have to do is give us your email. That tells us that you've opted in. You've said, please send me your newsletter, and we do that every Sunday afternoon. In fact, next month is our fifth anniversary. We'll be celebrating our fifth anniversary of the Small Business Advocate newsletter and e-zine, and we'll also at the same time be celebrating our seventh anniversary of the Small Business Advocate show. And so we're looking forward to that, and we're excited about starting our eighth year. Craig Smith is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, and he's an economist, an author, a lecturer. He's the president of Swiss America Trading Corporation, which is a brokerage firm specializing in tangible assets. And many of you may have seen his articles written in a number of books a number of financial articles that he's written around the country. And he's here to talk to us about something that you've heard about in the last few years, economic terrorism. Craig Smith, welcome to the show.
Well, good to be with you, Jim, and congratulations on your seventh and fifth anniversaries. And I'm proud to admit that I have eaten cheese out of an aerosol can.
You heard my last interview with Carolyn Wyman. What you don't know about her, Craig, though, I don't think, is this is the lady who wrote the biographies of Spam and Jell-O.
Isn't that something?
Anybody who's written the biography of Jell-O and Spam is a friend of mine.
Well, I loved her rationale that, you know, people live to be 30, 40 years old that when they ate all pure foods. Of course, they might have been fighting off some species like the mastodons and so on and so forth. But I found it a rather intriguing discussion nonetheless, you know.
Yeah, I've never, you know, this lady is sold on her idea. I've never heard anybody say that the reason we're living longer is because of preprocessed food.
Well, maybe preserving the old fish, you know.
I think she must be talking about all the preservatives that we're ingesting that's keeping us propped up here. Craig, let's talk
longer,
about something.
But we act like stuffed animals once we're over 65, you know.
That's right. We won't go there anymore, though, Craig.
There you go.
Craig, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is a little more serious topic, and that's economic terrorism. Certainly, you know, it's interesting, Craig, that terrorism has evolved to a point, and I hate to use the word evolve with terrorism because it sounds like a positive thing, and it's not, but it has, maybe I should say, morphed to a point where we actually have multiple strata of terrorism. Isn't that so?
Yeah, you know, Jim, it's really a sad commentary on where we're at in world history, because for years, you know, my firm, Swiss America, we have been basically teaching people how to diversify their assets, have a portion in stocks, portion in bonds, portion in real estate, cash, gold, etc. And September 11th, 2001 changed the world forever. I think that's a day that changed many of us spiritually and emotionally, but it also changed the world financially. We forget that the U.S. stock market was closed for six full days. We forget that we lost a million jobs. We forget that we lost $1 trillion worth of value. We forget that the U.S. dollar dropped 30% in buying power over the subsequent 3 years after September 11th. And the terrorist, as much as I hate to say this, Jim, scored a real win, if you will, or in their minds, and a blow to the world economies, to show that a terrorist event like September 11th can have devastating financial repercussions throughout the world. I mean, oil used to be $25 a barrel. Today it's $53 a barrel.
Yep.
oil used to be, or gold used to be $265. Today it's $424. I mean, and those changes are with us forever, and we have to adjust accordingly. And Lord help us if there's another terrorist attack to the level of September 11th. Now, we know that we've averted some 150 attacks already since we went into Iraq, so thank goodness.
Is that right? I didn't know what the number was.
Yeah, there was a fellow on the IMUS program, and I'm drawing a blank on his name. He's Lieutenant General something. He worked with Tommy Franks, and he slipped on the IMUS program a couple days ago and said, so far we've averted 150.
Yeah. Stand by, Craig. Craig Smith, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. We're going to talk some more about economic terrorism and how you and I can be prepared in case it should happen again. After these messages, it's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Jeffrey Zabar is going to join us, along with Alan Friedman. Jeffrey is one of our home-based business experts. Alan Friedman is one of our top technology experts. And then Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, will be back with us to talk to us about what's happening in the most recent, what the Kiplinger folks have reported in the most recent Kiplinger letter. We're visiting with Craig Smith. He's an economist and author, and he's the president of Swiss America Trading Corporation. We're talking about economic terrorism. You know, Craig, when you think about how low-tech the attack of 911 was, it's breathtaking in how simple that was. I mean, all they had to do was get 19 people with some small box cutters that probably, you know, wouldn't, based on what I saw, wouldn't have actually, I don't know how long it would take to have killed anybody, but because of what they did, you know, the world was changed, the marketplace was changed, and I think that Osama bin Laden, in his wildest dreams, never believed that he would be that successful as a terrorist.
No, I think you're right on the button, Jim. I mean, I think most of us were shocked when we saw how much destruction was wreaked with such little asset in order to do it. You know, there's many days in history that will go down as historic events. December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor. September 11th, 2001. And I think most of us were caught off guard to say how ingenious, for a lack of a better term, that was, but yet how that genius was used for such evil purposes. And that's why we've got to understand the enemy that we're fighting. This enemy will stop at nothing to gain what they're looking to acquire.
Nothing is sacred.
No,
nothing
including their children. And
that's
Osama
right.
bin Laden has three goals, Jim. He wants all Westerners out of the Middle East. He believes we're the infidels. We don't belong there. He wants the assets, the oil assets that sit in Saudi Arabia. There's been a huge fight against the House of Bin Laden, which is Osama bin Laden's home, and the House of Saud. I mean, it's been a feud that's gone on for 100 years in Saudi Arabia.
And the House of Saud is the reigning party, the reigning kingdom there, the reigning monarchy, I should say there.
That's correct. And he wants those oil assets to be used for the purposes of Allah or Islam. Third,
right.
he wants to overthrow Musharraf so that he can get nuclear weapons to try
Pakistan.
And annihilate Israel.
Now, Musharraf of Pakistan.
Exactly. Now, his main goal is to weaken the world so that the world will not come to the rescue of Israel when he attacks Israel. You have to remember, the Islamic world wants Israel removed from the map of the earth.
It's not only a religious thing, it's a real estate issue, because
absolutely.
Jerusalem is one of the three holy cities of Islam.
Right, which is humorous at best, because Jerusalem wasn't even on the Islamic map until the Jews took it over. Then all of a sudden,
right.
it became this incredibly holy place to them. But
well,
but nevertheless,
the thing about this, Chris, I mean Craig, is that you mentioned the oil situation. How much do you believe that the price of oil is actually part of the economic terrorism? The high price of oil today. What is it, $53, $54 this week?
$53.27 this morning. I think it's a huge part, Jim, and let me tell you why. Because oil makes the world run. We never thought in our wildest dreams that China would become the manufacturing superpower they've become.
Right.
It takes oil to run those machines. They've been a huge consumer of oil. Japan, all these nations that we never thought could use the amounts of oil they're using are using it, and that's what fuels the world's economy. And so the terrorists understand the bang for the buck that they get. That's why our firm put together a DVD entitled The Citizen's Guide to Counterterrorism, where we take you through all this. We explain to you September 11th how terrorists operate, what their end goals are. We got together with the Department of Homeland Security. You know, they have four steps that they believe every American should take. The Homeland Security, their website is ready.gov, and they say, don't be afraid, be prepared. And they know there's more attacks coming. And, Jim, we don't know whether they're going to be biological, nuclear, chemical, but we know one thing for sure. They're all going to have a financial component to them.
Yeah.
So why not be prepared for them versus being caught off guard?
Okay. Now you said you created a DVD?
Yeah. It's 28 minutes with a 12-minute bonus track. It's entitled A Citizen's Guide to Counterterrorism.
How do we get that, Craig?
Well, listeners of your program are actually going to be able to get it free today if they call 800-289-2646 and mention the Small Business Network with Jim Blasingame. It's 1-800-289-2646, or they can go to our website at SwissAmerica.com, and you'll see an icon that says A Citizen's Guide to Counterterrorism. And what they're going to find in this DVD is we take you into the madrasas, Jim. We show you how they train these children from a young age to hate America.
Yeah.
And then we show you how they train them to become suicide bombers. And then we show you the financial component. We have Osama bin Laden on tape talking about America's budget deficits, how he sees the U.S. dollar as in
trouble. Do you know who else was they, I don't think they were called madrasas. I think they were called prisons. Basically, you know who else was doing that, training young men to be suicide bombers?
No.
Saddam Hussein.
Oh, that's
correct. Was doing that, too, I found out recently. Stand by, Craig. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got one more segment to go with our friend Craig Smith, economist, author, and president of Swiss America Trading Corporation. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Craig Smith is our guest. He's the president of Swiss America Trading Corporation. Craig, tell us a little bit about some of the things that we would see in this DVD, and also I want you to tell us how we can get it again in a minute. But what are some of the things that you've identified that small business owners, for example, can do to be prepared for the possibility of another a terrorist attack, and especially its effect on our economy?
It's interesting that you bring small businesses up, Jim, because those are the people that are affected the most when these terrorist attacks occur.
That's right.
Because they're working a lot of times on such thin margins, they're having to pay higher taxes than most people. Little that most people know, small business owners carry a large burden of the taxes.
It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, any shifts in the economy, they feel it. You know, when gasoline prices go up, they feel it in their delivery trucks.
Yep.
The bottom line to the DVD is we try and give you five practical steps to take. You know, have a communications plan, have a preparedness plan, have a meeting place. And in the case of businesses, we suggest that you plan disruptions in your business. You know, have 30 days worth of cash on hand, those type of things, which is difficult a lot of times in small businesses. But what we did in the DVD, Jim, and the reason I put it together was, it seems to be we have forgotten September 11th. The political rhetoric has been so ridiculous about us fighting the war on terror that we've lost the fact that on September 11th, 3,000 Americans died at the hands of terrorism.
Yep.
And in this political hailstorm, if you will, coming from both sides, but it seems to be a little bit ratcheted up from the Democrats, and I'm not trying to put the Democrats down, but it's just, it's horrific what's happened with this whole thing, but that's another issue. But I didn't want people to forget September 11th and those airplanes crashing into those buildings. And so we replay that to start with, and then we take you to the madrasas in the Middle East, and we show you how these children are trained from an early age to believe that they have been called by God for such a time as this to take down the great America. And then we actually interview young children, very middle-class children in the Middle East. And we say, well, what do you think of September 11th? And this one kid, he looks straight into the camera with the announcer and he says, if I was Osama bin Laden, I would have ordered the killing of many more Americans. And Jim, he says it like you're talking about the Red Sox-Yankees game.
Yeah.
I mean, it stands the hair up on your arms. And we have
well,
to understand
and the
that's
thing,
what we're
and the
facing.
Thing about it, here's the other thing, and I'll try to say this as tactfully as I can. There are 1.3 billion Muslims in America, in the world.
Right.
And sadly, most of them live in countries where education is not readily available. Many of them, especially in Saudi Arabia, many of them are illiterate.
It's non-existent. I mean, it doesn't exist. The only
and so when you've got I'm not trying to say that Muslims. I'm not saying that Muslims are ignorant. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that a lot of the people who follow that faith in other parts of the world are, and I don't mean ignorant in terms of being stupid, but just in terms of having a worldview and having an understanding of 21st century civilization. There are an awful lot of them who fit that category.
No doubt, out of 1.3 billion Muslims worldwide, there's about 10% that are fundamentalists. Out of that, there's about 10% that they consider radical. That's 15 million people that truly believe that their call from God is to destroy anything that would come against the name of Allah.
And that doesn't even include the minds out there that they're shaping.
Absolutely, and that's why. Look. As I said earlier, it's not time to be afraid. It's time to be prepared. That's why we put the DVD together, so that people will understand that we're going to win this battle. Good triumphs over evil, ultimately. And thank God for a man like George Bush who made the decisions that he did. And
let me ask you, Craig, we're going to have to wrap it up in a second. That's one of the things I wanted to ask you. You're an expert in this area. Do you think history will show that attack going into Iraq was a part of fighting the war on terror?
Not only will history show it, we're already seeing it. The information we've gathered from Iraq has stopped 150 terrorist attacks worldwide already. It stopped several of them here in America with a computer that we seized in Baghdad. So, I mean, the answer is yes. And that's why the DVD, when people watch it, they'll understand that we are winning this war. I pray to God it doesn't cost Mr. Bush the White House.
Yeah. Craig, thank you for being here. Craig Smith, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for doing a good job today, and let's get you back on again real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.